Africa, the second largest continent on earth, is considered blessed by the hand of God, the motherland as it is often called, due to the belief that it was the birthplace of humanity, is teeming with wildlife. A strong life energy exists in its emerald green jungles, which are the sanctuaries of exotic flora and fauna. Its majestic mountains hold Earth's hidden treasures of gold, platinum, and diamonds. The Nile winds and twists its way for over 4,000 miles northward from eastern Africa to Egypt, providing life source for countless creatures of God living under the limitless African sky. Many great and gifted beings have emerged from the African ancestry, including Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King Jr., actor Bill Cosby, and supermodel Iman, who exemplify the grace and talents of the African people. God continues to bless Africa through a living master, whose mission of sharing the love from the Most High with humankind brought her to this land. In 1995, Supreme Master Ching Hai came to Côte d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, in West Africa. The First Lady of the Ivory Coast, Mrs. Henriette Bedier, invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to the presidential palace as an honored guest. Upon learning of the condition of the local hospitals, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately made a contribution to purchase necessities, equipment, and medicine. She then was accompanied by the Prince of the Ivory Coast to the orphanages in the city of Abidjan. Supreme Master Ching Hai then continued on her journey to the Kingdom of Benin, once one of the most advanced of African civilizations. The royal family had arranged for a grand reception at the airport to greet their national guest. King Aguli Agbo and his queen welcomed Supreme Master Ching Hai to their palace and expressed their honor at receiving her in their country. During her stay in Benin, Supreme Master Ching Hai also visited hospitals, poor villages, and several orphanages run by convent nuns. Supreme Master Ching Hai showered the children with her love and gifts. She also made a contribution to the orphanage of Saint Enfant Jesus in order for them to add more facilities. Before her departure from this country, the First Lady of Benin, Mrs. Nisafor Soglo, invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to her official residence, where a friendly meeting took place between them. In November and December 1999, Supreme Master Ching Hai traveled to the great continent of Africa again during her Middle East and Africa tour titled Heaven is Only the Beginning. She was invited to lecture in three of South Africa's largest cities, Johannesburg, Durban, and Cape Town. Truth seekers in these cities yearned for the nectar of God to satisfy their inner longing. As Africa has gained the world's attention as a land of many cultures and beliefs, Cape Town, South Africa, was chosen as the ideal location to host the Parliament of the World's Religions on December the 1st through to the 8th, 1999. Supreme Master Ching Hai was among the world's spiritual and religious leaders who were invited to speak at the Parliament's opening ceremony and made a special prayer as well. Afterwards, a group of Zulu children dancers had the honor of meeting Supreme Master Ching Hai. Touched by their pure hearts and sincerity, Supreme Master Ching Hai made a generous contribution for them. During the course of a visit, Supreme Master Ching Hai not only shared the noble teachings of the truth with the people of South Africa, but also made philanthropic contributions to the poor and less fortunate, amounting to about $100,000. Many members of the media also requested to interview Supreme Master Ching Hai. Although her time was limited, she granted several interviews to some of the major newspapers, radio and television stations. Everywhere she went, the African people warmly welcomed Supreme Master Ching Hai as an honored guest in their land, as she brought a message of peace and love to their people. We invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture titled, Be a Torchbearer for God, delivered on November the 25th, 1999, in Johannesburg, South Africa.
What is your opinion about the apostles? Where is heaven? Is it part of this universe?
The apostles? They were Jesus' closest disciple to spread his message when he's not there. Give people initiation, explain how to meditate and all that. Yeah. And heaven is not a part of the universe. Heaven is our own creation, our own attitude. For example, when you're happy, you're in love, you feel you're in heaven. No matter where you are, you have a little hurt, you're happy. And when you're sad, when somebody threatens you, when you're under pressure, you live in a palace, you feel like hell. So if we are in contact with God, every day we feel like heaven. That's why we say heaven can hear and now. Lo and behold, the kingdom of God is at hand. It's not far. Yeah.
In our culture, we slaughter an animal as a sacrifice. Is this a sin?
It's your way of life. You choose to live that way. If you want to, you are a God. You decide what you make of yourself. If you would like to represent yourself as a person who slaughters animal to make offering, then you do that. If one day you decide, okay, I don't want to make myself a slaughter person, then you change. You don't slaughter anymore. You make yourself a representative of nonviolence, non-killing. It's your choice. It's no sin in the eyes of God. It's just your choice to make yourself what you want to show it to yourself. I want to show it to the world. I want to show it to God. Yeah? You can introduce yourself as, okay, I'm an engineer. I am a priest. I am a teacher. I am a yogi. I am a vegetarian, a spiritual practitioner. Or I am an animal slaughterer. Yeah, whatever you want to. Yes. It's up to you. I'm not here to condemn anybody, just to lay down before you different choices that you could make or want to make or maybe think about making. Okay? Anytime we can change our life by making different choices. That's for sure. Okay? No sin in the name of God. No sin. No. God always loves us. Whatever we do is for our own experience. Yes?
Dear Master, should we devote our lives to serving the poor or sick, or would we be interfering with their choice or karma?
No. We should devote our life anytime we can and devote anything we can to help our brothers and sisters, be it spiritual or material. Yes, we are one. If he's hungry, you are hungry. If he's thirsty, it's like you're thirsty. It should be like that. It's not a must. It is a feeling inside. If, for example, if you see somebody hungry and thirsty and dying, and you feel very painful as if you yourself in that situation, then you help him. That is a measurement of your love, of your level of compassion. It's not a must. It's not a precept to follow. It is a feeling in your heart. If you know you feel you should help that person, that means you have love in your heart and you should be happy. That's the only reward, that knowing that you have love. And you should do it. Yes. Now, thank you.
I feel a lot of love, but trapped inside me. Can you help me spread it around the universe?
You spread it. It's your love. If you love, do something. If you love, just like if you love a boyfriend or girlfriend, tell him you love him. Do something for him. Give him flowers, hug, kiss, make love, do whatever. So the same, if you love all human beings, then do something about it. Do something you think that would let people know that your love, or shower them with your love. Do it. You know what to do. You have God inside you. Do it honestly with your feeling. Everyone do it differently. I cannot tell you what to do. Okay?
As you said, there is no hell after death. What happens then to those who do not follow instructions and the scriptures of the Lord?
What happens? They have to learn again the lesson of love. Maybe they have to learn it in a hard way. And that we call hell. Yeah? He has to go through also suffering in order to understand that the suffering is no good. And that he not do it again. So in a way, he be in a hospital kind of way so that he can heal the part that it was sick. Yeah? Anyone who inflicts suffering upon someone else, he's sick somewhere in his spiritual being. So after he get healed, he become whole again. Yeah? So there's no hell, no sin. That's just the way people chose to live their life that leads to different consequences. That's why in the Bible it tells you, whatever you sow, so shall you reap. Yeah? Judge not so that you will not be judged. If we don't want to reap the bad consequence of the future, then we have to sow good seed right now. See? That's why the Bible give you guidance like, okay, shall not kill, shall not commit lie, shall not steal, things like that. And make it a guidance to our lives so that we reap the better fruit for the future.
If you have faith in God, why should we suffer and our prayers cannot be answered?
Because you have to rise up to God consciousness to know this. Yeah? And then you'll be content. Even when you come back to this physical life, after you have seen how much God loves us, through the spiritual knowledge, you come back to this life, you don't complain no more. You know everything, why this happened, why that happened. Everything is for our best benefit. We'll be always grateful every day, okay? You have to know God first, yes. Yeah.
How important is 10% of whatever you earn important to God?
It is important because you love. It's your love. It's not the 10%. It's the love that goes with it. It's the love to share whatever you have with other people who are less fortunate. That's important.
When one raises above the physical body, how would it be possible to differentiate true situation from, e.g., hallucination?
Yes, there is a way to differentiate. I will teach you at the time of initiation. But only people who want to go deeply into the spiritual dimensions should learn much about all these things. Just the convenient people and all that is not really, because you don't meditate too long, you don't go too deep. So it's not very risky. Yeah, bigger business, more risk. So we have to show you the way to protect yourself. Yeah? But if you just meditate 10 minutes, 20 minutes, it's okay. There's nothing to bother you. You just relax, calm your mind, you do better business, sleep better, eat well. That's it. No God now and again. There's no danger. Okay?
Is it necessary to attend church every Sunday so as to be reminded, or one can still remember oneself by communicating with God by heart?
By heart, yeah, if you can. If you can communicate with God by heart, you can pray in the closet, the way it is stated in the Bible, yeah? The church come after Jesus. The church is an organization that gather people who have faith in God and who want to pray together. It's similar to like our group. Every Sunday we gather together in one place. It could be called church too, but we call it a meditation center. And we meditate the whole day that day. Just to remember God intensively, more than other days, because we're always busy every day. So that's the meaning of really going to the church every day, to get more communication, deep communication with our true self, with God. And it is stronger when you meditate together. If you want to sleep, you see the neighbor is sitting straight, you feel ashamed, so you also sit straight. That's the purpose. And you help each other in collective energy. But if you already know God, everywhere you sit is a church. Yeah? You should go to church every day inside, not just Sunday.
I want to know, where is the true secret of God? And being a vegetarian, can I smoke marijuana?
Yeah. Marijuana is vegetarian, right? Yeah. I know what you try to say. Yeah. Anyhow, where is the true secret of God? That you have to find out. I will show you how to find out, but you have to find yourself. Yeah? I can't explain God in the physical terms. The more I explain, the more I mislead you. Yeah, I can show you God. That's all I can do. And marijuana, as far as I'm concerned, is not really necessary for your vegetarian diet. So do not include it in there. Even though it's a vegetable, it's not a very conducive vegetable to your meditation. So please refrain from using it. All right?
He also wants to know if he can eat marijuana then.
You're so hungry. Not only you want to smoke, you eat it. My God. So much vegetable and you don't have enough. I advise you to eat tofu, okay? Yeah. You can fry spinach. It's better for you. Anything that make our consciousness blurred and not clear, this is not a God way. God's way, no need physical aid. No need anything. Because God is God. You can't change him. You can't make him come nearer. You can't bring him where you want just because of marijuana or anything else. You can only know God. That's it. And pure, simple, know God. Just concentrate, forget the world, and concentrate on God's side. Then you see God. I just show you how. That's it. There's no need for anything. And the vegetarian we eat, it's just because we just have to eat little of something to sustain this body. So do not go too deep even into too much of vegetarianism. Anything we eat to sustain the body, enough nutrition, keep our spirit alive, that's good enough already. Okay? We're not here to eat. We're here to know God. All right?
Question from the same person. Am I poor because of my thinking or my belief?
We are poor because of our belief. But it's too late now. Okay? Our planet has been led into believing that what we've been sinful and we've been punished for our sin and all that stuff, and so we should live a rich life here. But before this era, we have a golden era. Have you heard about it, right? In the golden age, right? Long ago. Okay. In that age, people know God, believe in God, because they see God, they feel God's love. And at that time, there was no teaching such as a revengeful God, jealous God. Oh, there's no such teaching as hell, because everywhere was heaven. But then some bad people has invented this kind of fear so to control the population. And slowly, slowly, this fear creep into our consciousness. And we begin slowly to believe that we are sinful, we are bad, we couldn't know God because we are forsaken, we're born in sin, we always sin, and everything we do is sin. So our consciousness has become conditioned that way. That's why we also fail in our business. We became poorer, we became deprived of many comforts, including material ones. But it's a little too late now to change drastically. The whole consciousness of the planet have been ingrained into this way of thinking. But it's not too late for you. If you're ready to change, change it today. Believe what I tell you and experience the love of God within you every day. Then you will see how your life changed. You will know God is really love, and whatever you ask for is already there. Okay?
What is the difference between your way of meditation and talking or praying in tongues? Because it is said that talking in tongues is talking to God. How true is that?
Both are true. Different levels of understanding about God. Yeah? Okay. In our ways, we don't talk even. We don't even talk with the mouth or the tongue. We don't use anything of the physical instruments. We go direct to heaven, enjoy the carefree life without this physical body. Yeah? And God doesn't speak to us in the human language. He does also sometimes. But we don't speak it out loud, or we don't need to do anything. We just communicate. And we understand in a godly way, celestial way, which is a silent way. Yes.
Dear Master, what are your hardships that you have experienced in your walks of life? Please share with me.
Well, I do not consider really anything's a hardship, even though in those moments I do complain. Well, like all of us, I complain. I say, why? I don't like it. But of course I know it is good for me. Yeah? Any hardship would strengthen our spirit and determination to find God, to let us know that as long as we still cling to this physical, ephemeral existence, we always will encounter hardship. There's no hardship in heaven. So whenever we leave this body during meditation or deep contemplation, go to heaven, we experience all bliss and beauty. And then when we come back even to this physical body, still some blessing left over so that our life become even smoother and better. So even hardship is just a blessing in disguise. Yeah? No problem. I can write a book about hardship, but why? I'd rather write a book about the blessing that I enjoy.
Dear Master, thank you for your wisdom. How would you choose a successor to continue your physical work here after you leave us?
I haven't decided yet. That is up to God to decide. When the time comes, the Lord will let me know. Yeah? And I'll let you know. Maybe. Or you have to find out yourself. Yeah? Okay, if I have one, I will write it down, okay? Name, place, date of birth, then you can identify him. He probably have a nose in the middle, 2 ears. You can find him or her, whatever. But I haven't decided yet. Okay, I haven't found one yet. Sorry, you hurry up. And maybe God tell you that, okay, you are the successor. And then you tell me. Huh?
Who is the devil? Where does he come from? Where will he eventually end? Why does God not destroy this devil? Is the devil part of this oneness you are talking about?
Yes, he is part of the oneness. He works for God so that we know what's right, what's wrong. So that we know to resist temptation. So that we can improve ourselves and go nearer to God. All right? There's no such thing as devil, actually. Just trial, just test, just training. We train ourselves. If we want to train ourselves in a hard way, we chose our way of life in a hard way before we're born, to train ourselves, to experience the things that we want to experience in order to find God in our way.
Dear Master, tarot cards, auras, Reiki, healing, is this bad, even if it's done for the benefit of others?
No, it's not bad. I told you everything's different levels of understanding about God. Yeah? The nurse is not bad. The doctor is not good. They're just working in different ways. Yeah? Different job. But if you want to be a doctor, then you have to stop being a nurse and study more. That's what it is. All right? Become the healers without healing. Like Jesus. Yeah? Okay.
How do I overcome all these problems I have and get my focus back and be forgiven for my wrongs? I would love to change my life and be a good man again.
Yes, then change it. First, whatever you don't like about yourself, change it. For example, you used to tell lies, now don't. Just tell the truth. You used to take things from people, you stop that and you give your things instead. Yeah? Or get initiation, get enlightened.
Is there such a thing as bad luck or curses upon you? And when does it ever set you free?
Nobody can curse you. No bad luck can harm you. If you choose to walk the other way, right? Just walk the other way. Walk the way of God, then all bad lucks will leave you. But sometimes, because the bad karma you have already created, so the consequence still linger for a while. Okay? Just bear it. We don't live here long. Don't worry.
Why can we not be initiated and be unrestricted? Why can we not eat meat and drink alcohol?
So you want to be a flesh-eating God and drunken God? You already are. If you eat meat now and drink wine, you're already a drunken God and meat-eating God already every day. I thought you want to change to something different. If you don't want to change, then just stay where you are. You already are God. All right? But if you want to change to a higher level of yourself, then have to leave a little of this lower kind of substitutes to find a more noble, higher intoxication in the love of God and more refreshment in the flesh of Jesus. You understand? The spiritual flesh of Jesus. Yes.
There are many religions such as Christianity and traditional African religion. Which is the right religion for Africa? Also, by practicing other religions, does that anger our ancestors?
No, no. Every religion is good for Africa if you believe in it. All right? I'm just showing you the way to truly contact the source of your religion. There's only one God. And people find different ways to go to Him. It's just sometimes they get lost in the maze. So I'm here to show them where to go the shortest way. Yeah, I don't come here to change your religions. And your ancestors will never be angry with you because they will be liberated through your enlightenment, through your blessing.
Thank you for coming to South Africa and bringing your love and peace to our people. I hope that your endearment is passed on to our people in South Africa.
I hope so too. Thanks so much for your love. I think so. The South African people are so enlightened, so intelligent. I think we understand each other perfectly. Yes.
It's the same person. Everything is free. Please tell us who sponsors you.
I earn my money. I am a designer, don't you know? Oh, you see, we didn't bring all my creation here, but you could see some in the picture. I design jewelry, design clothes. I don't wear my own today, I wear yours in respect of your country. In the Bible it says that you must earn your own living by the sweat of your brow. So that's what I do. Yeah? Apart from sharing with you the blessing that God has permit me to do, I have to also earn my upkeep for the physical need. Yeah? I need transportation. I need a car, I need airplane ticket, etc. So I earn the money just like you do. Yeah? And I share whatever I have with other people. Yeah? Apart from what I need, I have surplus. I share with other brothers and sisters. Nobody supports me. I support people. God supports me, yes.
When you gather together on Sundays, do you eat Holy Communion in remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ?
When I go to the church on Sunday?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes, I do eat the communion bread. But the one you could not see. Yes. The real flesh of Jesus. I don't cut His flesh and eat, but I be one with Him. Yeah? That's my communion bread. I have that every day, not just Sunday.
In Africa, it is said that we have a high rate of HIV/AIDS. Does God curse or punish our continent with this incurable disease? How can we be saved from this disease?
In every country, there are information centers about AIDS or about any disease that you happen to worry about. Yes? Find out from information and take care of yourself physically. Yeah? Otherwise, if you practice spiritually also and you keep the precepts and you have vegetarian diet, you lead a spiritual life, you never have to worry about this question.
Is the golden age a sign of the second coming of Jesus? What is the golden age?
The golden age is the time, like once or long ago or many times ago, when we experience once with God and everything that we wish for is fulfilled instantly. We can experience golden age right now if we have this connection with God. Every day is a golden age to the Kuan Yin practitioners.
Please explain to me properly, where do we black people come from? Because we do not exist in the Bible. Is it true that we are cursed children?
No. Are you kidding? You see? This is a doctrine of fear, the doctrine of separation, the doctrine of condemnation and humiliation that people long ago tried to inflict upon human race to divide us and to roll us, because united we stand, divided we fall, and they know that. Oh my God, why do you ever ask this question? Should never even come up. It's just a different color, just like flowers here. Look how many colors in here. Suppose we all white or all yellow like me. Wouldn't it be boring, our planet, huh? Then I don't have South Africa to come to. I don't have a different color to look at. When I look at you, I think of chocolate, yum yum. My favorite color, yeah. Yes, and you know, all colors are beautiful. There's no difference, just different flowers. I don't know why this question even come up, but I know why, as I explained already. This is a trap, this is a tricks of the bad ones, you know, who try to get power over people. Not only they try to divide us from God, make God a fearsome person or beings that's revengeful and of punishing God, but they even divide us people as a whole, as a human race. Yeah, try to tell the white people that black are bad, and try to tell the dark people that the light-skinned people are evils. Yes, every generation we've been brainwashed into thinking like this, and that's how we've become like confused, and then we try to think again. Is it true what he said? Maybe it's true what he said. Tell me why the black people are cursed. Tell me why. One good reason why. Can you answer why? If you cannot answer, that means there doesn't exist the curse. What's the difference between the dark color or the light color, the yellow or the red? What is the difference in here? You know why you're black or you're dark? Because you're too near the sun. Hide yourself inside the house. No, I told you already, God is colorful one. He's artistic. He makes different fruit color, he makes different flowers color. So he makes different dogs color, he makes different elephants color, he makes different birds color, he makes different humans color. We should be happy. He's great. We are great. Yeah? Anyhow, I like chocolate, so I don't care. Should never ever think like this, huh? Never this question should arise in your mind. You are great. You have very, very long and deep spiritual tradition. What do you mean black people is not mentioned in the Bible? Huh? How about the Egyptian Cleopatra? She was black. Yeah. Moses. Yeah? The Egyptian people, where Moses was raised, they are also color, they're dark color. You mean they're not mentioned in the Bible? Does you have to say dark or black in order for you to identify yourself? You are a human being. There's no black, no white, no yellow, nothing. We are God, children. Finito. Yeah, no problem at all. I don't see why. Any problem. I don't see why. How can you see any problem with the colors of the flowers? I don't understand this. Huh? You know what? You know what? In Holland, have you been to Holland? Any of you? Okay, some of you, right. Do you know in Holland they cultivate black tulips? Yeah? And they are the most expensive and rare because we don't have that many. See? When you don't have black, they have to create it. You see? Suppose we don't have dark people here, we have to create it genetically, right? Matching in order to get a black one. And then it will be, oh my God, he's black. Oh my God. You know what I mean? It's like the tulips, the dark tulips. It's very dark tulips. It's not born like that. They match the genetic. They create it by scientific means. And I've seen a patch of them, beautiful, very dark and beautiful, and very rare. The whole gardens are full of different colors. Just one little patch is black tulips. And they call the king of the night, a queen of the night or something like that. Beautiful name. Suppose we don't have dark people here or chocolate people here, then we will be missing something, you see? And then we will have to try hard in a laboratory in order to create a black baby. And then we will hold it up. Oh, look at him. Isn't he beautiful? See what I mean? So God already knows that. He created for us. So we should be very grateful, happy, and proud. Yeah? Proud to be colored. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, you do that. And I'll tell you some more. But this problem has been too long, so it doesn't matter how long I speak, it doesn't seem long enough to erase the long-standing misunderstanding of the colors of God's creation. You know how much money all the people in other countries have to spend on the beach? How much suffering they have to lay in the scorching sun in order to get the color you have? Come on, you're kidding! So you are a millionaire, a walking, inborn millionaire. Only millionaire in America or elsewhere can have the kind of color you have because they spend a lot of time and money in the sun. You know that? You know that. So next time, don't ask me this question. Tell yourself you're a millionaire, inborn, born millionaire. No need to roast yourself on the beach for hours on end. It's a big suffering to get the color of the people of Africa. Yes.
Master, I want to know, when I saw your picture, something struck me. I had the feeling of coming here to meet you. In fact, to see you physically. And when you entered the hall, I did feel like crying. Is it because I was feeling you, or I was getting the fulfillment of knowing God?
Could be that. Could be that you feel the God within me that manifest in the love for you. Not that he cannot manifest within you also. He could. If you have chosen the way of God, he will manifest also. See, I have chosen to walk his way. So you can feel more obviously because I am with him. And then other people are more with the world, more worry about the world. I'm more about God. Therefore, you can feel more God's presence in such a person. For example, maybe me. So that's why you feel happy or you feel emotional. Otherwise, we don't know each other. Why should you cry when you see me? Why should you love me and want to shake my hand or hug me? Yeah? It must be something. Yeah? As you sow, so shall you reap. Be it the world or be with God. when we are with the world, we manifest more worldly atmosphere, and people recognize that more. And when we are with God, we are more radiating God atmosphere, and people feel that, because the God in you feel that. Yes. Okay.
Thank you, Master, for coming to South Africa. We welcome you with open hands.
Thank you.
It is our joy to have you joining us on today's Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for an enlightening lecture entitled Where is Heaven and Hell? Given by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Formosa or Taiwan in 1988. Up next is Golden Age Technology. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We wish you a joyous and relaxing weekend.